Review Exam 3, Part 3. Question 12. Motion pictures are actually a series of still photos, each slightly different from the last. Our tendency to perceive them as moving is an example of your choices: A. Retinal disparity, B. Subliminal perception, C. Motion parallax, or D. Stroboscopic movement. The correct answer is D. Stroboscopic movement. Think about a strobe light and how that almost does the reverse. Instead of seeing movement, you kind of see stills. Well, stroboscopic movement is when you have still images in quick succession and your brain sort of fills in the movement in between the different frames. Movies are an example of these little flip books. Lots of ways that we perceive this. Question 13. The optic nerve is composed of axons from choices: A. Rods, B. Both cones and rods, C. Cones, or D. Ganglion cells. The rods and cones are the receptors. They don't actually send their signals directly to the brain. They send their signals to other cells that pass them on to the brain. And the ones they talk to are called bipolar cells. The bipolar cells also don't leave the retina. They pass their information on to ganglion cells. They are the ones that send the information out of the eye through their axons, which are what makes up the optic nerve. So the correct choice is D, ganglion cells. Question 14. In the human brain, most of the axons from the optic nerve go to the choices: A. Hypothalamus, B. Thalamus, C. Corpus callosum, or D. Cerebellum. Well, as with most things, almost everything except smell, things go to the main switchboard operator before they go to where they're supposed to go. And the big switchboard operator is the thalamus, so B, thalamus, is the correct answer. Question 15. What might cause people to judge that something they see in the sky is a gigantic UFO traveling at an incredible velocity? Choices: A. They misjudge the object's distance, B. Light from the object fell on the all-rod area of the retina, C. Visual information failed to cross their corpus callosum, or D. The perceptions were guided by the retinex principle. And the correct choice here would be A. They misjudge the object's distance. They perceive it as being far away, and therefore they also perceive it as being large. Very much like the moon illusion, except that this time it works as you would expect. We perceive something as being larger if we think that it is further away. And so a small thing nearby, if you perceive it as being farther away, can appear to be something large in the distance.